This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Henry Wendt's fascination with maps began more than 60 years ago when he was a boy on Long Island during the war years, left free to explore the boathouses of the North Shore.
A lot of the boathouses were empty for all practical purposes, abandoned, but they were full of nautical charts. And I remember distinctly getting down on my hands and knees and just poring over these detailed nautical charts.
Thus was born a lifelong love of sailing and of maps.
I discovered that there's a world of very old, in this case the earliest printed maps of the world, that are works of art, but also works of history. Every map has a story to tell, and a sequential collection, in this case of the first printed maps of the world, have a grand story to tell, and I kind of like telling stories.
Over the last 25 years, Henry has been a serious collector of maps, with a specific interest in the earliest ones ever printed. Some highlights of that considerable collection are currently on display at the Sonoma County Museum in downtown Santa Rosa.
It's a collection of the very first printed maps of the planet Earth. And it really tells the story of the unfolding understanding of what the world is, what its shape is, what land masses are, where the people are.
It's a collection, Wendt adds, that was enabled by a historic new technology.
With the invention of printing, in 1544. Very soon after that, printed maps began to appear in Europe, and they turned back to the Greco-Roman scholars for the very first printed maps. So the first two exhibits are printed maps that date back originally to about 150 AD.
The overall exhibit of 30 maps spans more than two centuries, up to 1700, a time during which the concepts and ideas of what the world might be underwent considerable change.
The very first printed maps of the world show cannibals, and it's believed that there were cannibals in the New World, in part because Christian theology is that all mankind descended from the three sons of Noah, and these early maps show the three sons of Noah being distributed in Asia, Africa, and Europe. So when the New World was discovered, there couldn't be any sons of Noah there because they were all accounted for.
As the European explorers ventured further and further afield until and after Magellan finally circumnavigated the globe, their cartographic findings were some of the breaking news of their day, Wendt says, and atlases became important commodities for publishers. That, in turn, worked to the benefit of modern-day collectors.
They were generally printed in books. For educated people, obviously, who could read, noblemen, university libraries, and that was a great advantage to generations to follow because they were kept flat, piled one on top of another, protected from light and air, which are the enemies of printed material and paper. So they were very well preserved.
The exhibit, drawn from Wendt's collection, is titled Envisioning the World, the First Printed Maps, 1472 to 1700. It will remain on display at the Sonoma County Museum through January 24th. After that, it's scheduled to travel on to Princeton, Wendt's alma mater, and the University of Maine. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.